HIV and AIDS are spreading faster in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union than anywhere else in the world, according to a new report from UNICEF. The study estimates there are 1 million HIV and AIDS cases in the region. Hardest hit are Russia and Ukraine. Kasia Malinowski-Semprook heads the international AIDS prevention efforts for the nonprofit Open Society Institute. She says some familiar problems are contributing to the spread of the disease.
Reasons, as anywhere else in the world, are quite complex, but one of the major ones is the epidemic of injecting drug use that followed the economic changes and political changes in the region. And it's in fact this epidemic of injecting drug use that's causing a very rapid spread of HIV.
Maybe the question is, why the greater use of drugs?
Well, there are many reasons. The economic dislocation for many, the lack of hope for young people leaving schools, the drug trafficking routes from Afghanistan that are running right through that region. I mean, these are the complexities that come together to make the region very vulnerable to drug use.
And are young people more affected than older
people? Yes, definitely. If you look at the numbers of and at the ages of those who are infected, these are mostly people between 17 and 25 years old. These are the folks that started injecting in a relatively early age, and once epidemic of HIV arrived, they're getting infected very, very rapidly. So it's really a very striking aspect of the HIV epidemic in our region.
Well, they're of course probably more sexually active too.
Sure, exactly. So I think this clearly is a concern about where the HIV epidemic is going to spread. The fact that there are also young people who are not what we would stereotypically consider drug users. They're in schools, they're living in their homes, they're very often supported by their parents, they have very active social lives, they have clearly sexual partners. So this is a very different epidemic of drug use that we had seen in the United States, for example, where people tend to be more marginalized. Those folks, many of them, are part of society as it exists. So the possibilities, the networks, the social networks are very broad and open, and the spread of HIV among through sexual transmission is clearly going to follow.
What are governments in the region doing and public health agencies?
It will vary from country to country. What governments are doing mostly is allowing international organizations to come in and do some preventive work. It very rarely happens that the governments themselves take responsibility and fund those activities.
Well, what does UNICEF recommend the governments do?
Well, UNICEF is taking on what the recommendations of UNAIDS, the UN program that deals with HIV, are, which is providing vulnerable young people with information and preventive services that are in fact effective. And those would be condom distribution, those would obviously be HIV education, and that would also be needle exchange.
Kasia Malinowska-Semprook directs the international AIDS prevention efforts for the Open Society Institute.